Dictation for Bruce, Bruce, Bigar, B as in boy, Igard, November 2455. Address as a letter to Dr. Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson, 817-4601. Dear Dr. Anderson, Kurt. Consultation for Mr. Bigard, 70 years old. Abnormal kidney function, has long-standing diabetes, follows with endocrinology, Sacred Heart. Diagnosed 35 years ago, oral medication for 5 years, then insulin for the last 30. That has bilateral diabetic retinopathy. Although no procedure has been done, also has macular degeneration, neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, chronic ulceration on the right foot, prior left sided below the knee amputation 2016, that was done at Boma Hospital. He's a tall, large, obese person, carpal tunnel on both hands, isolated nausea, sometimes vomiting, no bleeding. There is constipation from Norco, no bleeding. There is frequency urgency in nocturian continence. Used to follow Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, urology. He still has his prostate. A stable dyspnea, no chest pain palpitation, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis. Unable to use the CPAP machine. Some degree of orthopnea. Next paragraph, past medical history, anxiety, depression, on antipsychotics, long-standing diabetes, neuropathy, Charcot foot, peripheral vascular disease, foot ulcers, amputation, deep vein thrombosis, although this was related to crash accident 2014. Both legs were broken, crash. Prior atrial septal defect correction, chronic back pain stimulator, fibromyalgia, multiple blood transfusions, according to records 26 units, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, migraines, prior osteomyelitis, pulmonary emboli, restless legs, sleep apnea but unable to use machine, chronic kidney disease, question stroke but no sequela. Next paragraph, surgeries, back, atrial septal defect repair, left side the carpal tunnel, cataract surgery, gallbladder, colonoscopies, EGDs, bilateral inguinal hernia repair, it still has the inferior vena cava filter, multi procedures on the leg, eventually amputation below the knee, lumbar nerve stimulation, insertion and removal, vasectomy, next paragraph, prior smoker. He says that he discontinued like 55 years ago, still drinking some amount of alcohol. Next paragraph, reported side effects, lorazepam, mosquito bites. Next paragraph, present medications, Sofran, bupropion, Norco, short long-acting insulin, Seroquel, Tramadol, Lisinopril. Off hydroxyzine, off Keppra, off Norvas, off atorvastatin because of muscle pain. Insurance doesn't pay for insulin pump anymore. no anti-inflammatory agents. Nesparagraf review system done. Family history non-contributory. On physical exam, 72 inches tall, 190 pounds. Blood pressure 150/490, repeat 130/70. Very pleasant. Gentleman, follow commands. No localized RAL wheezes, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes. No pleural effusion. It still has a systolic murmur. No pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. Left side below the knee amputations. He's wearing a boot for the foot ulcer on the right side. Edema. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from February. Gross proteinuria, albumin creatinine ratio at 1,100. Low HDL. Good control cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL. Creatinine presently 1.13, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal magnesium, anemia 12, normal white blood cell platelets, PSA less than 4, low vitamin D, creatinine has fluctuated over the last few years, 126, 139, 123. Last imaging available, September 2025. Normal liver, kidneys without obstruction, no stones. There is a bladder diverticuli, no urinary retention. Last echo, also September, normal ejection fraction. Aortic valve calcified with moderate stenosis. Stress testing in that opportunity. No perfusion abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy, fluctuating levels of kidney function, nothing persistent, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We discussed risk factor modification, aggressive diabetes control. Unfortunately, has not tolerated cholesterol treatment because of muscle pain. Our goal, blood pressure 130 over 80 or less. The use of lisinopril. This can be increased from 20 all the way to 40 milligrams. If insurance is not an issue, he can also try GLP-1 agonists, as well as sodium glucose cotransporter inhibitors, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Unfortunately, not able to use HIPAA machine. Continue management of his other issues. Continue present regimen. All issues discussed at length. End of dictation.